You're the resurrection that we've waited for. You buried the night and came with the morning. You're the King of heaven, the praise is yours. The longer the quiet, the louder the chorus soars.
So grateful to be on the call. To be lifted in the love and the light and the peace and the power of absolute good. So grateful to celebrate Resurrection Day and to be on the 30th day of our 40-day prayer vigil, which means as long as it's going to take. And so it may well extend beyond 40 days, but I will stay committed as long as we are in social distancing in New York City. The Bible says in Matthew 28 that after the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, beloved. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then quickly go and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him." The angel told the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that he has risen." He has risen means that he has transformed beyond the flesh into the eternal life. It means that he has died to the physical, but his spirit lives forever. It means that when we call him, he will answer. When we need a way out of no way, we can just say, "Jesus." He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will deliver us and show us our salvation. Somebody once posed the question when I was in a Bible study class at Unity, in Unity Village, that I took about 20 years ago. It was one of the first Bible classes I had ever taken. And the question that the teacher posed to the class is, "Do you think Jesus ever existed?" So he gave us a clean slate. He said, "It's totally up to you, no judgment. You can say yes, you can say no." In other words, does Jesus live for you? I had never really thought about it. I was so steeped in a metaphysical understanding of truth that I had never questioned my core beliefs. But it was in that moment that I could feel the answer to the question. I could feel that something in me that said, "Well, I know one thing, Professor. I don't care what anybody else thinks, but I know that Jesus, well, that he has risen and he lives for me." I recall when I was a little kid asking my mother about Good Friday and Easter and what it really meant. And it was at that moment as a kid that it took on added significance for me. As a child, I understood. As Jesus said in Matthew 18:3, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. But many adults have to bear the cross. We have to witness trials and tribulations to really know Jesus, to know that he is not on the cross, to know that he is not in the tomb, to realize that he has risen. If you ask somebody who has been broke, who has been homeless, who has been let go from a job, who used to be strung out on any substance, if you ask somebody who has overcome cancer, if you ask anyone who has struggled and overcome some of life's most difficult circumstances, they might be able to say, yes, I know Jesus. I know he has risen. I am grateful, beloved, that I am a witness. Grateful that I know when Matthew 28 says, so the women hurried away from Jesus's tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them, and they came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Like everybody else, I have had my share of struggle, been on my proverbial deathbed. But I am grateful that I know how to get to Galilee. I'm grateful that I know how to get to see Jesus. I am grateful that I know the roads and the paths and the turns and the openings and the climbs and the freeway and the highways and the byways that reveal that he has risen. We talked about this yesterday, that Galilee is not just a place, it's not just a mountain where Jesus worshiped, it's not just the setting where his miracles took place, but the place in our consciousness that is filled with Christ. In Matthew 28, it says that Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, here's the thing. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. I am with you, he says, because he has risen. His tomb is empty. He said in John 11:25-26, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. He said, I am the way and the truth and the light. Receive the Holy Spirit. Stop doubting and believe. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Follow me. Be an instrument of peace. Lift my new commandment of love. Now, if you want to understand it scientifically, we can say Jesus formed a spiritual zone with the earth's atmosphere and with the universe and the galaxies. If you want to think about it theologically, you can say, well, Jesus was crucified, died, and buried, but on this day rose again.
If you want to ponder about it historically, you can say, well, some say there was an earthquake, and when they went into the tomb burial, linens were all that remained. If you want to marshal it metaphysically, you can say, well, he lives in the spiritual ethers of this world, and he is in constant contact with those who raise their thoughts to his vibration. But for me, the only thing I need to feel, beloved, is in my heart and know in my mind and embrace with my soul that I know Jesus and that Jesus' story is my story, beloved. You see, because Jesus lives in me. And now watch this, watch this. We don't need a physical communion. All we need is a spiritual connection. I have eaten of Jesus' body. He said, I am the bread, the divine substance, the manna that is always there to feed us. Would you partake of this bread here and now with me? I have drank of his body. The blood of the covenant, the divine energy of life, the blood that is the consciousness of love, would you drink of his eternal and living water today? Would you share in a virtual communion? I mean, right here and right now, share in a virtual communion. Seeing Jesus right here and right now, tasting the essence of Jesus in every cell of your being, drinking the miracles that flow through his immortality like supernatural blood, touching the hem of perfect wholeness, walking with him on a new water of faith, listening to his truth until his words become your own, smelling the sweet salvation of the Father, Mother, everything God, returning home from the far country, beloved, saying, once I was blind, but now I see. Would you put on the new robe that your Father has given you, and envision and prophesy and deliver beyond the expanse of your soul into the secret place of the Most High? Would you open up your circle? Open up your circle. Open up your circle and realize that Jesus has always been here. Knowing what you want, beloved, before you even ask. Would you be resurrected in a new season of faith? Going beyond what you used to know, lifted out of the depths of your own self-imposed limitations, answering to one and only one call. And that is Christ in us, our hope of glory. Christ in us, our amazing grace. Christ in us, the first and the last. He who stands at the door and knocks. He whose voice we hear as he has invited us in. He who has offered us a seat with him at the throne of grace. We open up our circle today, knowing that Jesus is our witness, knowing that Jesus answers our call, answers our prayers, and delivers us no matter what the pandemic, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the challenge. We open up our circle today, realizing that Jesus lives in us, realizing and uplifting Jesus as our Savior, as our friend, as our counselor, as our awesome spirit and energy of light. And so it is, beloved. So let it be.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Oh, Lord, my God.
Glory.
When I in awesome wonder consider all the world that hangs in me, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
In the garden with sweet Jesus, he tried to teach us what would free us. Never left us, though they took him. I tried to stay, but he insisted. Our legacy can't be resisted. It's deep, deep. I don't want to creep, see? I don't want to stray from resurrecting what is my soul's own God connection. 'Cause I know a cross is not a grave, but a crown. And even when he's gone, he's still around. In the place where he was buried, he still rose. 3 days will always fix it. Even temples torn will be lifted. So when you ask me to consider what's inside of me, I know that there's a part of me that's been missing every opportunity to rise beyond the tomb and reach the top, to shake these demons, to soar above beyond and never stop. I've been straying, trying, posing, hesitate, instead of rising, lifting, flying, and transforming. But I will move these shackles off my soul with spirit, man. The master teacher taught me, so I know I can. That's why Tubman could escape 300 times. So I know that I can pray and cross the line. That's why Obama could become the president. So I know that there's a reason why I was sent. I change my life right now and stop this mess. I know it's in my heart to be my best. A cross is not a grave, but a crown. And even when he's gone, he's still around. In the place that he was buried, he still rose. 3 days will always fix it. Even temples torn will be lifted. I won't stray from resurrecting what is my soul's God connection. I will rise beyond mediocrity to seize the truth that's inside of me and stop being ordinary, cause I am extraordinary. I will realize my power, man, and step into my greatness, cause I know I can. I don't need to see the finish line. I'll start right here. I have the blood on my side and always near. I don't need to push past evil when I'm down. I am the living water and blessings unbound. The least that I can make is history, overcoming every odd responsibly. I've been straying, trying, posing, hesitating. Instead of rising, lifting, flying, and transforming. But I will move these shackles off my soul with spirit, man. The master teacher taught me, so I know I can. Is not a grave, but a crown. And even when he's gone, he's still around. In the place that he was buried, he still rose. 3 days will always fix it. Even temples torn will be lifted. Because I live, you will live also and know that I am in my Father and you are in me.